Hello, comrades. Warm greetings from Bandung to Bristol. We introduce ourselves as prisoners from what is known as the Chaos Star. This correspondence carries fragments of memory from years marked by chaos, surveillance, and arrest. We send this message from behind the bars of a prison in so-called Indonesia. We are currently serving sentences related to the August 2025 unrest, the pipe bomb attack on a police post in December 2024, and the destruction of Bang Hana during the anti-TNI bill protest in March and May Day 2025. The unrest last August because of the largest manhunt against activists and anarchists since 1998. This year, 703 political prisoners, although we reject that label, are still undergoing legal processes or are detained. We prefer to be called anarchist prisoners rather than political prisoners. This is an issue we want to critique. The label political prisoner places us within certain relation of power. We are framed as symbols of resistance, victims, or survivors of a regime. Our tools for legitimizing particular political agendas. Instead, we are anarchist prisoners. We reject the very foundation of politics itself. Our emphasis is on the autonomy of the subject and individual disobedience without serving any project or representation tied to political agendas. By using the label anarchist prisoners, we assert a distance from the language of power and maintain a position outside the political field that seeks to regulate, define, and justify everything. Anarchists in Indonesia are facing an extraordinary storm. More than a dozen anarchists have been detained, tortured, and the state is attempting to discipline us by spreading fear. But to us, that is nothing. Because we are the storm itself, the disaster made flesh for them. Among us are comrades from Black Bloc Zone, Indonesian Anarchist Black Cross, Contemplative, Katong Press, and many others. They, our comrades, have appeared like a storm wrapped in fire. Some of us see this moment as a culmination, yet it is neither a beginning nor an end. We gather every flame around us, the flames the state has tired to extinguish. How many times must we say this? We can live without the state. To hell with society. Society is the most perfect tool the state has to preserve itself. We truly, deeply hate society. We believe the dawn of hunger will arrive sooner than expected, marking the beginning of the collapse of the state. To those of you out there, endure and gather every spark you can find. And to those behind bars, or those who feel imprisoned, you're not alone. Fight, fight, to hell with winning or losing. What matters is, our eyes remain burning bright in every struggle we face. One of the starting point that drew us into direct conflict with the state began at the end of 2024. At the time, there was an international call known as Day 1312, understood by some groups as a day of critique against the institution of the police. On December 13, 2024, there was a global call to action for 1312, an anti-police day. Or ACAB, all cops are bastards. One such action took place in Bandung, in front of the Bandung City Police headquarters. It is no secret that various forms of violence and abuse of power by state apparatus with the police have resulted human rights violations. One of the most intolerable being the taking of lives. The Commission for the Disappeared and Victims of Violence, CONTRAS, recorded 6302 incidents of violence involving members of the Indonesian National Police, Polri, from July 2024 to June 2025. From the Kanjuruhan tragedy to Randy and Yusuf, Afif Maulana, Gama, Afwan Kurniawan, to the most recent, Rianto Tawakal, killed by the police. As an informal group that condemns all forms of state brutality and pursues theory and practice through trial and error of direct action method to strengthen individuals in reclaiming control over their own lives and using their power to fulfill their own aims. On December 13, 2024, we intended to take part in the 1312 call. However, on that day, we were unable to join due to unavoidable circumstances. Eventually, we decided to carry out a direct action on another day, an action conducted individually, spread from demonstration involving large crowds. On December 17, 2024, at 2 WIB, we planned a spontaneous direct action to throw Molotov cocktails and a pipe bomb at the Letter U Gentong Police Post in Tasikmalaya. After carrying out the action, on December 18, 2024, Naufal and I deliberately fled to East Java, to Jombang, and Tulung Agung. For several days after seeing news report that an unknown individual had attacked and burned the police post, the case became serious as Indonesia's Densus 88 counterterrorism unit became involved in the investigation and crime scene processing. This forced us to ensure we left no trace. In fact, there was no CCTV directly at the police post. The chronology reported in the news was far from the actual facts, which allowed us to breathe a little easier before a similar action occurred in Makassar. In January 2025, I received an invitation for a collaborative project from Blast is the Flame, an anarcho-nihilist individualist group from Greece aimed at spreading anarchist propaganda and practices of rebellion internationally. I responded by sending a communique claiming responsibility for the burning of the Letter U Gentong police post in Tasikmalaya as an act of solidarity with Nikos Romanos, Alfredo Cospito, and all anarchist prisoners, FAI, IRF, prisoners worldwide.
The beginning of surveillance and the manhunt. On March 31, 2025, the police arrest three of our comrades. The arrest followed a Molotov attack on a traffic police post 705 at the intersection of Petrani Street, Sultan Alauddin Makassar, South Sulawesi. This action was a form of resistance against increasingly oppressive government policies, including the revision of the TNI law, which expand military control into civilian life, a regressive step that deepens repression. That night, March 22, 2025, our three comrades approached the post with full awareness that the state only understands the language of real resistance. Molotov were thrown, flame rose, and within moment the police post became a symbol that people will not remain silent in the face of repression. It did not take long for the authorities to respond. With all their resort and surveillance network, the police quickly hunted down those responsible. The arrests were carried out systematically using monitoring technology and their information network. Our three comrades were eventually captured, handcuffed, and taken in for interrogation. From March to May, we felt constantly surveilled by police intelligence. Wherever we went, we were watched. On September 4, 2025, we We were arrested by Indonesian Densus 88 counter-terrorism unit along with several police officers at our respective homes. The case later known as the Gentong incident was only a small spark within a much broader landscape of conflict. After that, life continued under the shadow of surveillance. We realized the state never truly forget, and that every even live threat that will one day will be used again. While some individual will already on the radar, the situation outside continue to evolve. At the beginning of the following year, the government pushed forward the revision of the TNI law. For many, it feel like a step backward, an attempt to reopen space for the military to prudent penetrate civilian life. Anger that had been sacred began to convert in the street. Demonstration erupted across cities, and the social conflict produced by the existence of the state became visible once again. We claim responsibility of the burning of two Bank Hana ATM, a Bank Hana office building, a capitalist-owned advertising videotron, and an official belonging to the Indonesian National Armed Force. This attack took place after demonstration occupied public space following protest against the ratification of the TNI law in Bandung, West Java, on the night of Friday, March 21, 2025. The demonstration in front of the Regional House of Representatives, DPRD, was not ignored by riot police, even as Molotov, propane gas, stone, and firecrackers were thrown throughout the building. In the end, we chose direct action by carrying out burning at several points mentioned above. Opposition to the TNI bill revived long-standing fear about the demilitarization of civilian space, when student and various groups took the street to reject the bill. They face not only security force but also the logic of the state always ready to respond to the Soviet with repression. Sometime later, as the calendar moved toward May 1, the tension has not subsided. May Day became another space where anger against state control, labor exploitation, and increasingly rigid power once again conferred in the street. A total of 24 demonstrators, including students and student journalists, were arrested during the May Day protest on May 1, 2025. In Semarang, shape or form, were briefly detained as suspects. They were accused of resisting officers and damaging facilities. May Day in Bandung left a trail of arrest and unsolved tension. For many, detention of demonstrators helped as a reminder that taking to the street always means confronting force ready to suppress it. One later, detention did not disappear. It accumulated beneath by the surface. By August 2025, this build-up of social anger finally erupted more widely, making the unrest of the peak of the chain of a conflict that had been visible since the earlier protests. In the end, nothing is ever truly finished. What you call order is only a temporary pause in a conflict that continues to pulse beneath the surface. The state may detain bodies, but it can never fully tame in the will that refuses to submit. From Gentong to the street during the TNI protest to the August eruption, there are not separate theories, but the same pulse in different form. We offer no hope, nor do we promise victory. What exists is the slow approach of destruction and the choice to keep it burning within. If this world is built on control, fear, and obsidian, then let it collapse along with all the illusion that situation that sustain it. From behind this bar, we ask for nothing except one thing: never stop. Before we close this correspondent, we would like to include a quote from a communique we sent during the early day of our imprisonment. Because what we fight is not freedom as defined by legal pamphlet or moral value that shape with every press conference. This is a freedom that's not fit with article of law, does not sit comfortably in courtroom, and cannot be stamped sat by the state. Out there, people fall to accident, addiction, and work-related illness legalized by economic necessity. Other die slowly from boredom and isolation, drowning in obedient routine price as stability. Amid ruin after August 29, we chose to stake our life on a leap without safety nets, without promise of compensation. Nothing is more heinous than that choice. Maybe today we lost a round, but the war over meaning is not over. Our gas remains forward and still burning.